We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Queen of All Saints Catholic Church and the premier of the Legacy Gallery, Jessica Rozier, who's the Campus Experience Coordinator. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks, Esther. I'm really excited to be on here and just talk about the brand new gallery and what we have going on.
Well, tell us a little bit about how the gallery started, the idea of it, and everything. We'll talk about the location later, but the concept of it and everything, and then we'll talk about the first exhibit.
Well, the Legacy Center is a newer building to Michigan City. It's attached to our church, Queen of All Saints. We're right in the middle of town. We had this parking lot, and our priest, Father Kevin, had this vision of taking over that parking lot, making a brand new building that could be a gathering space for not only our parishioners, but also the greater community in the Michigan City area. So when you walk into the Legacy Center, some people sometimes jokingly call it like a hotel lobby. It's beautifully decorated. It's got great couches. It's got multimedia. It's just really warm and welcoming. But it really has become the heartbeat of our parish. And when COVID isn't a thing, people hang out in there and just chill and drink coffee, maybe do homework, gather on the weekends or on weeknights. So part of the original vision for that gathering space in the Legacy Center was to have an art gallery. So we have this gallery wall, and the building's about 3 years old now, and the wall just had been sitting empty. It had been a goal to get that gallery started, but you know how it goes when you get busy and it just gets put on the back burner. Well, thanks to COVID and all my extra time, since I wasn't helping plan events, I started to think more about the gallery, and it was born and it's happening. So we're really excited that we finally have artwork on those walls and that this is something we're going to be continuing in the future.
So are you going to feature not only local artists, but student artists from Queen of All Saints? Are they going to have a presence there?
You know, we haven't really talked too much about what we're doing next. We're just excited to get it off the ground. It is a great idea to feature our own students, and I can see that happening in the future for sure. What we've been aiming for right now is connecting with the local Michigan City arts community. So shout out to Christina Noski at SFC Gallery, downtown Michigan City, because she helped with all the framework for this. She helped with designing the call out for artists and how we were going to do it and where we were going to hang things and the equipment we needed. So she helped us kind of think about how we could bridge the church to the community. But I can definitely see us working with the kids in the future too.
Because the school is so welcoming to the arts. I mean, the school has a very focused path to the arts. I know the principal is very, very much involved with what goes on in the school. And,
you know, tell us about the current exhibit. That this is your premier exhibit that's in there, and tell us about who's doing it and what kind of art she has.
Sure. Well, Pat Herman is our first artist, and she is a local to Michigan City. She actually lives in Duneland Beach, that beautiful area right on the lake. And her pieces just look so gorgeous in the building. As I mentioned, the Legacy Center is just really warm and welcoming. It's got a lot of nature tones in it anyway, and Pat's work just complements that so beautifully. She does a lot of plein air, so a lot of what she has are images of the dunes themselves, things of Shelburg Farm in the National Park, things of people out at the farmer's market. It's such a great match for what we have going on in the Legacy Center.
Yeah, she's a very talented artist. Yeah.
And when can people come see that, just by walking in, or do they have to do it with the COVID-19 with an appointment? Or how does that work for people to come in and like, what's your hours?
We are open 7 days a week. you can come in anytime the building is open, and we actually open at 6 a.m. So if you're an early bird and want to get your art in right away, you can come at 6 a.m. and then we're open till 8 p.m. every night, and that's 7 days a week. So as far as COVID goes, you know, we do ask that you wear a mask and obviously stay home if you're sick. But otherwise, please come and see Pat's art.
Is there a way to view it virtually as well if somebody does not want to come into the building?
Yeah, we are featuring one painting a week on our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/QAS Michigan City. So we're doing, like I said, one painting a week that we're putting out there kind of as a teaser.
Well, we'd like to thank you for being on Art in the Air for our spotlight segment for the Queen of All Saints Catholic Church and the new Legacy Center with a brand new gallery. So we'd like to thank you for being on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you.